I'm Petty Officer Ethan Morrow. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, U.S.-China high-level talks, and U.S. aims to prevent conflict in space. Senior U.S. and Chinese military officials met at the Pentagon this week for discussions focused on U.S.-China defense relations. The two-day meeting marked the resumption of the U.S. People's Republic of China defense policy coordination talks, last held in September 2021. This was the first time the dialogue has been held in person since January of 2020. Michael S. Chase, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for China, Taiwan, and Mongolia, led the U.S. delegation in hosting Chinese Army Major General Song Yin Chao, Deputy Director of China's Military Commission Office for International Military Cooperation. The talks are designed, in part, to set the agenda for further exchanges between the U.S. and China for the remainder of the calendar year. U.S. defense officials said resuming the talks, which were once held annually, was an important step toward reopening lines of communication between the two sides. Dr. Chase highlighted the importance of maintaining open lines of military-to-military communication in order to prevent competition from veering into conflict. Recently, Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks spoke in Colorado Springs, Colorado, as Army General James H. Dickinson relinquished command of U.S. Space Command to Space Force General Stephen N. Whiting. Hicks said, and I quote, "Russia and China are deploying capabilities that can target GPS and other vital space-based systems in an effort to degrade the military space advantage of the U.S. and its allies," end quote. U.S. Space Command is crucial in helping to develop, innovate, promote, and practice supporting the safety, stability, security, and sustainability of the space domain. Hicks went on further to say, and I quote, "I want to be clear, conflict is not inevitable in space or anywhere else. And the United States of America is committed to preventing conflict through deterrence by making clear to our competitors that the costs of aggression would far outweigh any conceivable benefits," end quote. To find out more, you can head over to defense.gov to read on the military meeting with China and the prevention of conflict in space. To stay up to date with what's happening in your community, visit facebook.com/AFN Naples. And as always, stay tuned in right here on 97.3 The Eagle. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Ethan Morrow.